Episode 14, Contemplation versus Action. Understanding when to reflect and when to take decisive steps forward. Have you ever wondered when it's time to pause and reflect versus when it's time to take bold, decisive action? On this episode of the Timeless Tactics podcast, we explore the delicate balance between thoughtful contemplation and proactive decision-making. Learn how to identify key moments that require reflection and discover strategies to overcome hesitation when action is needed. Whether you're navigating personal growth, professional challenges, or major life decisions, this episode will provide practical insights to help you move forward with confidence and clarity. Tune in and take the next step toward a more balanced mindset. Hello, and welcome to the Timeless Tactics podcast. This is the show where we explore practical ways to handle challenges in life, work, and everything in between. Today, we're talking about something that can often get in our way, the balance between thinking too much and taking action. How do you know when it's time to reflect or when it's time to stop overthinking and just do? By the end of this episode, you'll walk away with practical strategies to find that balance and feel more confident about your decisions, whether they're big or small. To start, I want you to think about a time when you hesitated to act on something. Maybe it was a decision at work, like proposing an idea, or a moment in your personal life where you weren't sure about the best path to take. What happened? Did waiting help, or did overthinking stop you in your tracks? This experience is something we all deal with at one time or another. On one hand, careful contemplation is important. It helps us weigh our options, consider risks, and make reasoned, thoughtful choices. But it's also true that overthinking can turn into a trap. Instead of moving forward, we freeze, caught in a loop of what-ifs and should-I's. Today, we'll explore how to identify those critical moments, where to draw the line between good reflection and hesitation, and how to take action without second-guessing yourself endlessly. First, why do we hesitate in the first place? For many people, hesitation comes from fear of failure, fear of making the wrong choice, or fear of the unknown. This is natural. Our brains are wired to avoid risk. But what we don't often think about is how hesitation can also cause its own set of problems. When you wait too long to make a decision, opportunities can pass you by. Or the anxiety of waiting builds to the point where any decision feels overwhelming. For instance, in a professional setting, you might overanalyze whether or not your idea is good enough to share. Meanwhile, someone else steps up with a similar idea and gets the recognition because you never spoke up. Sound familiar? Recognizing that hesitation can sometimes lead to worse outcomes than making an imperfect decision is key to moving forward. Another major reason people hesitate is the desire for perfection. Maybe you're waiting for the perfect time to act, or you're unsure unless you feel 100% certain you're right. But perfection isn't real, and chasing it is exhausting. The perfect conditions and the perfect decisions don't exist most of the time. Learning to be okay with good enough is an essential skill for anyone who wants to overcome hesitation and take action. Okay, now that we know why we hesitate, how do we shift our mindset and find a productive balance between reflection and action? Here are three ideas to get you started. First, set a time limit on your decision-making process. For smaller decisions, give yourself 10 to 15 minutes to analyze your options and then commit to moving forward. For bigger decisions, maybe you need a day or two to weigh different outcomes. The point here is to stop yourself from spinning your wheels endlessly. When the time limit is up, it's time to act. Second, focus on progress over perfection. If you find yourself caught up in making the right choice, reframe your thinking. Instead of asking, "What if this isn't perfect?" ask yourself instead, "What's the next best step I can take right now?" Taking action doesn't mean you won't adjust the course later. It simply means you're taking that all-important first step toward progress. Lastly, find someone you trust who can help you sense-check your decisions. Whether it's a close friend, a mentor, or a partner, having another perspective can stop you from getting stuck in your head. Sometimes a 5-minute conversation with someone else will show you things that you hadn't thought of or reassure you that you're on the right track. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with this thought. Action and reflection aren't enemies. They work best when they work together. It's all about finding a balance where you think enough to make informed choices, but not so much that you're afraid to move forward. Remember, hesitation is normal, but it doesn't have to control you. The more you practice stepping out of overthinking and moving into action, the easier it will get. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you found value in this episode, please share it with a friend or leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. I'd love to hear your thoughts, so reach out to me on social media or email me and share your own experiences or tips for balancing reflection and action. Until next time, take care and keep making progress, one small step at a time. Thank you for listening to the Timeless Tactics podcast. Please tune in to our next episode, Preparing for the Unexpected, using philosophical approaches to remain calm and prepared for life's uncertainties. Subscribe and share this podcast. We are on all the major platforms. Thank you and have a great day.